Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Scott Eplin's with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. Scott is a former Fortune 500 executive. He's got decades of experience working with companies like yours and mine in big companies, serving small companies. He's currently the president of the Eplin Group, where he helps his customers navigate the leadership landscape, which is getting tougher and tougher out there. And he's got some messages for folks like you and me, small business leaders, small business CEOs. His book is called The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success, and he's our good friend Scott. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Nice to be back. Thanks.
One of the things that I think happens in small businesses is a lot of small business owners have got so much going on. They're doing so much stuff. They're multitasking so much, and they're things are coming at them through such a fire hose.
Right.
I wonder if they ever actually slow down to think about themselves as a leader, as a CEO, as an executive.
Yeah.
They are all those things. But I just, you know, when you turn the lights on and turn the lights off, Scott, when you mop the floor when the janitor doesn't show up, when you do the books when the accountant's sick, it's kind of hard to put yourself into that CEO mindset. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. I've been out on the speaking circuit a lot lately, and a couple of weeks ago I was speaking with a group of about 16 small to medium-sized business CEOs, and we did a little survey with them that I regularly do with audiences and clients of mine to give them a take on how they're showing up as a leader. The two lowest rated items on that survey with that group, and the two that we spent most of our time talking about for an hour and a half, one was paces myself by building in regular breaks from work, and the other was regularly taking time to step back and define or redefine what needs to be done. And I think, like you said, people, there is so much coming at us these days, and I think the technology just makes that, you know, go on steroids, basically, that
yep.
it can really be, I think it's the challenge of our time, honestly, is to really keep ourselves in a place where we can be strategic and have the bandwidth and the mental energy and the emotional energy to do what we need to do as leaders of our business.
Well, and as you, I think you indicated, the current situation we have right now in the economy, you know, many people have laid off workers.
Yeah.
And in order to keep from creating a casualty list among the ones we have left, we take up the slack, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We sure do. I've been thinking about this lately in writing on my blog, and one of the things that I recently posted about leading in the age of the multi-log, and what I mean by multi-log is there are so many streams of conversation that we're just deep in the middle of these days with not just email, but text messaging, and a lot of businesses are on Facebook now with
yep.
fan pages on Facebook and Twitter and blogs and blah, 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 blah. You know, that there's just, how do you manage it all? And I was reminded of a line from Michael Porter, the business school professor at Harvard, who said many years ago that strategy is as much about what you're not going to do as what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I think that line from Porter is probably more important than it's ever been, because there are so many choices that we can pick from these days in terms of what we might do, and it all seems urgent now because
yeah.
you know, it's all out there on Twitter or whatever.
Well, you know,
it can be hard to sort it out.
That comment you just made reminds me of a comment I've heard my wife make. My wife is a pianist, and she's you know, I ask her, you know, how do you make it sound like that with those little hands of yours? She says, well, I learned a long time ago, somebody taught me, It's not knowing which notes to play. It's knowing which notes to leave out.
Wow, yeah.
And so that's what you're saying. And you know, even though I didn't know she was leaving notes out, she's leaving notes out, you know, because of, you know, if she's accompanying somebody or whatever, because she's got to turn the page or, you know, or whatever she's doing. But it still sounds great. And so that's, I think what you said a minute ago is, you know, you gotta know what to do and what not to do, don't you?
Yeah, and exactly. Here's what I'm here to do. Here's what we're here to do as an organization, and that can be a forced choice mechanism, right?
Well, prior to the recession, I was really focusing hard on my audience about promoting themselves up,
uh-huh.
and firing themselves from certain jobs. And promoting themselves up, you know, up the org chart, and getting other people to do the things that they didn't have to do, and doing only the things that they needed to do. Well, currently, the current situation, you know, that's kind of out the window. You know, we're all doing whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
But one of the things in that blog post you talked about multi-logging, mm-hmm. which did you coin that term? I don't think I've ever heard anybody.
You know, I thought I did, and then I Googled it. There's at least one other reference out there, but
when
I wrote it, I hadn't heard of it.
The story I'm sticking to is that Scott Eblin coined that term.
Let's deal with that.
You know, I think yours was before that other guy. But talk to us about what you mean by multi-logging and how to deal with it.
Well, there's a commercial that's out now for I think it's the Click smartphone for Motorola, and this young guy's standing in the middle of a desert. And then he's got his phone out, and all of a sudden, people are streaming at him from all directions, including some celebrities like Mike Singletary from the 49ers, and they're just running at him. And somehow he's able to magically use his phone to get it down to the thing that matters the most, which is this really cute girl that says, "Hey, call me."
Right.
You know, if you're a 20-something-year-old guy, that seems like a pretty important thing.
So the challenge for small business leaders with customers on the phone and employees standing at the door knowing that there's something not going well in the back and in the warehouse or whatever, and you've got a blog post on the screen and all the other stuff going on, how do you know where to spend your time?
My first bit of advice is get clear on your purpose. You know, that what's our mission here, and you know, that's always been an important question for a business, right? I mean, what are we really here to do? I think in these times when there, again, are so many distractions coming in through our computer, being really clear on our purpose is that much more important.
Hold on to that thought, Scott. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Scott Eblin. His book is called The Next Level. As you can tell, it's a good one. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it for you. I hope you'll check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We've got something you can do there. And within that, any of those time frames. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame, so you can follow me there. You can also find Scott Eblin on our website. He's got a body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, some really important stuff that he's told us. So if you can find him easily this week, because he's right there on the front page, and you can click through and find the other things he's done with us, including how to connect to him and how to find out more about his book, The Next Level. Scott, tell us your own website, please, and how they can find you and your blog.
Our website is eblingroup.com, eblingroup.com.
Okay, and they can find your book there?
Yeah, the book's there, and there's also a link to my blog,
Good.
The Next Level Blog. So.
We're talking about multi-logging. Scott's trying to help us understand how to put up filters, I guess.
Well, you know, and I was thinking during the break, Jim, I think before the break we were talking defense, you know, about the filters.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, how about we spend a little bit of time on the back end of this talking about offense?
I like that. Go for it.
So the offense, I'm going to make I'll make a book recommendation to your audience. This is a book I read about a week ago called Crush It. Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's by a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk.
And I know Gary. I know Gary. Yeah, Gary's, yeah. Gary's a member of my brain trust. That's, oh, I know what you. I know. I didn't misunderstood what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the wine guy. Yeah,
yeah.
He's been on my show.
Yeah, and his. I don't know if he's been on your show with his new book, Crush It. But
he has not been. I'm going to have to fuss
at him. You need to get the real thing.
Yeah.
Gary, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know. His dad had a retail liquor store when he was growing up in New Jersey that he took from, I think, Gary took from $4 million to $50 million a year in sales. And then about 2 years, or I guess 3 years ago now, put himself on the Internet as Wine Library TV with a lot of video blogs about, it was kind of the Sopranos meet Wine Spectator, right?
Yeah, with a little bit of lunacy mixed in.
Completely, right. But it's really entertaining, and that guy is just exploded on the Internet, and what Crush It is about is a lot about how he did that and how really any business can take advantage of this multi-log environment that I'm talking about. And it's all about, you know, it does start with being clear about clear about your purpose, like I said earlier, because you've got to figure out what your brand is and then use these tools that are available to us now, like Facebook and Twitter and the blogs, and whether it's video or written or podcast or whatever. And Gary just lays it out step by step in that book. It's a really short book. It's like 130 pages.
You can Crush It.
Yeah. I read it in 2 hours.
As in Crush the Grapes.
Crush the Grapes and Crush the Business, right?
Yeah.
You know, Crush It out of the park.
Yeah.
So it's a great book. I recommend it. And
well, thank you for that.
Going on offense in the multi-log.
Well, and speaking of offense, I mean, I don't think too many people... too many executives of any size company are feeling very, very empowered with regard to all the media options that are out there right now. I think we're all feeling a little bit defensive.
Yeah, where do you think that's coming from?
Well, I think it's just coming from the hype. It's coming from the all the new and different forms that are out there that are coming at us, and we think we need to master everything as executives. And what I've been telling my audience is, folks, don't try to win in this environment. Don't try to conquer it. Just get join it and be part of it,
exactly,
and find your way. What do you think about that?
You're completely right. I mean, if you try to start with everything, you're just going to frustrate yourself. So pick one my advice is pick one platform. Right? Maybe it's Twitter. Maybe it's a blog. I'd probably start with a blog and then move to Twitter. And, you know, in the blog, you're talking about stuff that you're doing in your business, right?
And see, and Scott, I'm trying to get people to join these other platforms, these public platforms, to learn what's happening in those environments and see how the people behave.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also encouraging them not to think social media, but to think online customer communities and build their own platforms. What
totally.
Do you think about that?
Totally, yeah. I would say build your own communities, right?
Yes.
Build your communities and then take advantage of the platforms that are out there to sort of turbocharge those communities. I don't think, you know, we don't need to invent another Twitter.
No. When I say platform, I meant, and you're right, communities is the word I should have used. But also, and I don't mean build your own technology, but you could build your own form of technology, if like your own blog, as you said, or something like that.
I think you've got to be in the game in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it's all headed.
Yeah.
It seems that way to me from where I'm sitting. That's
40 seconds. Last thoughts.
You got to play to win.
Yeah.
That's my last thought, I guess. It is out there. We know it's out there, and as you suggested, Jim, we've just figure out an entry point. One or two first steps is all you need. You don't have to solve for 100 steps right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just solve for the first one or two and get yourself in the game.
Also, Scott, I've been telling people that, you know, that anybody who thinks this is a fad is making a mistake. It is a craze right now that's going, like the Internet, like a website 10 years ago. It is a craze, but it's going to become a tool. It's not going away. It's not a fad.
No, absolutely not.
Give us the website one more time.
EblinGroup.com.
EblinGroup.com. The book is called The Next Level. Scott Eblin, thanks for being here. Good job.
Yeah, great to talk with you again.
We'll see
Happy
you
holidays.
Next time. We'll have Scott back again real soon with more of his wisdom. I'm going to take a quick break right back after these messages. We got Leslie Kossoff on the other side. She is calling us from Paris.
Ain't that what you said?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.